It's 5:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll meet a man from the country of Lebanon who went on a tour of places named Lebanon in the United States, including two here in Wisconsin.
First, we heard earlier in the show that the state's budget writing committee was debating the budget that will be in place for the entire UW system for the next 2 years.
Like other major elements of the governor's proposed budget, funding for the UW system saw disagreements, not just between Democrats and Republicans, but between Governor Walker and some members of his own party.
Since the start of the program, the committee has since voted, and WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, Sean Johnson, is back with us now to tell us how the vote went. Sean, thanks for coming back on with us.
And you met.
And Sean, so the Republican UW budget motion just passed the Finance Committee, as we said, on a 12-4 party line vote. What did you see there?
There was a lot of discussion about, at its core, sort of whether this budget increases funding for the University of Wisconsin or not. And because over the past, you know, several budgets, when Republicans have been in control of state government, every budget since they've been in control of state government, the state has cut its share of funding to the University of Wisconsin. This budget would increase state funding to the University of Wisconsin by $36 million, but it includes a continued tuition freeze, which means the university is missing out on a lot of money that it would have had otherwise.
On the other hand, Governor Walker had wanted to give a 5% tuition cut after a year, and that did not happen.
Yeah, and that was the, you know, inter-party disagreement that you were, you know, referring to earlier. This is a situation where Walker wanted a 5% tuition cut in the second year of his budget. Republicans did not go along with that. That was really the big piece of this budget where they disagreed with the governor. They took that tuition cut out. And what that means is they will have a continued tuition freeze at the University of Wisconsin, which, you know, it's not what the governor wanted, but it's kind of a big deal. This is something where by the end of this next 2 year budget, Wisconsin will have frozen tuition for in-state students at the UW for 6 straight years. So, you know, on the one hand, that's one way to keep college costs down. It's a way to keep college more affordable. On the other hand, that's a lot of revenue that the university is missing out on at a time when it's also seeing its state funding cut.
Right. And has the UW reacted to that continued freeze for 2 more years?
The UW put out a statement praising the budget that passed the that passed the budget committee. It was a statement from Ray Cross, the president of the UW system. He said, "I'd like to thank the members of the Joint Finance Committee for their support of the UW system." He said there were some issues in the budget that, you know, they had some concerns with, but by and large, praising Republicans for passing this budget. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents initially asked for $42.5 million in this budget. So this budget falls short of that, but not by much. It is an increase, whereas the past several budgets for the university have been cuts.
And like you said, Sean, it sounds as though even though Governor Walker didn't get his 5% tuition cut, he is, in a sense, declaring victory with the 2 year freeze, as is a co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Alberta Darling, who was quoted as saying, this is really good news for students in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're going to be able to point to the continued tuition freeze at the University of Wisconsin system and say, you know, we looked out for affordability here. You know, this ended up being sort of the middle ground in this year's budget debate. I mean, there was a time when the idea of freezing tuition was somewhere the state just didn't go because that tuition is so important to the university. It makes up about a quarter of their funding. And it's, you know, it's a user fee for people who want to go to college. They are paying a part of that cost through tuition. So it's not something the state was willing to freeze in the past. We crossed that bridge a few years ago at this point, and you know, now it's something that they're going to continue. There was some talk earlier in the budget cycle from some Republican lawmakers of maybe letting the university increase tuition in the second year of this budget. But it looks like that's not going to happen. Just to give you an idea of, you know, if the university had been allowed to increase tuition just to keep up with the pace of inflation, that is tie tuition increase to the consumer price index, it would have generated $50 million in revenue. So that's money that it's not seeing to help it fund its operations.
We're talking with Sean Johnson right now, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and he's with us for an update on the Joint Finance Committee's vote on the UW system budget for the next 2 years. And Sean, more action on this involved performance-based funding. Where did that end up?
Yeah, what the budget committee ultimately approved was $31 million in new state funding tied to performance measures. And this is something that the governor proposed in his budget, although what the finance committee ultimately supported was a lot more general than what the governor called for. I mean, the governor was very specific in what those performance metrics should be, you know, things like the number of math, science, and engineering degrees that a campus awards would lead to more performance funding, the amount of faculty instruction hours versus, you know, research hours would lead to more performance funding, and on and on and on. The governor is really prescriptive in his budget. This budget that passed the legislature's Joint Finance Committee is a lot more vague. It leaves it up to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents to set those performance metrics. It also spends less money on performance funding than the governor would have. He set aside about $42 million. They passed $31 million.
Was there any sort of discussion at this stage of the game, maybe a little early, about what the region's metrics might be as opposed to what the governor was thinking about?
It's kind of up to them, although they gave really broad goals. They said the regions have to grow and ensure student access, improve and excel student progress and completion, expand contributions to the workforce, enhance operational efficiency. And that's about it. And so the university can then come back and say, here's what that means practically and how we're going to divvy up this money. And they'd have to present that to the legislature's budget committee. So, you know, a lot more flexibility for the university to decide how they want to meet those goals. And that ultimately means they're going to have more flexibility to decide how this performance funding gets divvied up among the campuses.
And Sean, there's been a salary increase for UW employees being considered, but it didn't look like they'd vote on it today. What happened with that one ultimately?
They did not vote on that today, but the Republican co-chairs of the budget committee said that they would support 2% and 2% salary increases that would happen later in the budget, and that would mirror the increases that other state employees would receive. You know, full disclosure, we're university employees, so pretty sure that would apply to us as well. But to fund that, they didn't say exactly how they would fund that, but we know that the governor had set aside about $35 million to backfill his tuition cut, or partially backfill his tuition cut in state funding. They didn't approve that money, so they've got that money to use on other parts of the state budget. One area that they could apply some of that funding is for salary increases for your University of Wisconsin employees.
And Sean, there is more to it than what we've talked about. This was part of an omnibus motion, which means there's a lot of things going on inside this one motion. Can you talk a little bit about the proposed Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership?
That was interesting because we heard about this earlier in the week. Republican leaders, all the legislative leaders and Governor Walker held a press conference to announce this new Tommy G. Thompson Leadership Center, which would be housed at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The document that we saw today confirmed that it would receive $3 million in the next budget. That would be state funding. It said $500,000 of that money would be set aside for campuses other than Madison to bring in speakers. And as far as what kind of speakers those might be, we don't know. But we do know that the board that would run this new Tommy G. Thompson Center would be dominated by Republican appointees. So you'd have somebody there from Tommy Thompson's foundation would be on the board. You'd have a member who had been in the Thompson administration or reported directly to the governor during his many years as Wisconsin's governor would be on that board. And then you'd have four members who would be appointed by legislative leaders. They are Republicans right now. So there would be an opportunity for them to have a Republican influence over this new center at the UW-Madison.
This comes at an interesting time. We've been hearing over the past months that some Republicans, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, have been interested in improving what he sees, for instance, as an intellectual diversity problem at UW campuses. And in specific, he says not enough conservative speakers. Is this part of the remedy to that for someone like Assembly Speaker Voss?
I think he views it that way. And I think he's really the driving force behind this. You know, all indications are that he was the one pushing for, you know, these elements of the plan. So the Tommy G. Thompson Center, according to the university, has been in works for a couple years now. And the University of Wisconsin-Madison says this is going to be a center that's dedicated to his legacy and would have, would promote nonpartisan research. Some of the wording that they used to describe it. Speaker Voss, when he got up to talk about this at the press conference earlier this week, described it as something that would offset what he views as the liberal bias at campuses in Wisconsin and elsewhere. So that's how he views it. This board may view it the same way. Some of the people who have created it have said it's not their intent to be partisan by any means, but that possibility exists just in the way that this new board is structured.
And Sean, just a couple seconds left, but we have this motion vote from the Joint Finance Committee. Does this mean that this is set in stone, or is it likely that the legislature could still come in here and tweak some of this?
It's definitely not set in stone. The Assembly still has to sign off. The Senate still has to sign off. It could be trickier in the Senate, where even though Republicans have a big majority, if they get a handful of Republican senators who decide they don't like something, they could dig in their heels and demand changes. So I wouldn't say it's a done deal, but the Budget Committee's okay is a big step.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief.